Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, get your popcorn ready. Sit back, relax, and laugh at the hysterics and histrionics of the left as their heads explode over the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. The announcement by President Trump last night, Brett Kavanaugh is his nominee to the Supreme Court. The collective reaction from the left is pretty much summed up like this. Yeah, it's the end of the world as we know it. Here we go, getting underway Tuesday, day before Thursday edition. Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program in the air chair, your genial host, Rabid Shock Jock, self-appointed president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies.
What?
And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If texting is your preferred mode of communication, and many like to use a text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. So this is what has sent the left into the oh-so-predictable fits of anguish and anger. The president.
Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. A graduate of Yale College and Yale Law School, Judge Kavanaugh currently teaches at Harvard, Yale, and Georgetown. Throughout legal circles, he is considered a judge's judge, a true thought leader among his peers. He is a brilliant jurist with a clear and effective writing style, universally regarded as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of our time.
You know, it's interesting. He mentioned a clear, plain, and simple writing style. Kavanaugh has that in common with Judge Gorsuch. You may remember during his confirmation hearings, we read a number of the opinions that he had written in rulings and cases that had come before him in federal district court. And they were striking for their simplicity. You didn't feel as if you had to be a graduate of Georgetown Law or Yale or Harvard to be able to understand what the judge was saying in their ruling. It was very straightforward. And I think that's certainly advantageous. It helps me. I know that. In on the text line already, Bob, I was wondering, does each president come up with his own list of court nominees, or is there a list that someone else came up with that they had in a drawer that someone from the Ivy League put together? Well, bear in mind, you know, Trump is an Ivy Leaguer himself. Yeah, he went to Wharton School of Business, University of Pennsylvania. That's Ivy League. But Trump doesn't act, you know, with the button down kind of mentality that we see from blue nose stuck up Ivy Leaguers. And I grew up with a bunch of them, so I know what I'm talking about. What was unique, one of the other things that's unique and singular about President Trump, nobody that I can recall, and I've been covering this stuff all the way back to JFK, nobody ever put out a list as a candidate of people that they would consider for Supreme Court nominations. In other words, giving you and me, the plebeians out here, the great unwashed masses in flyover country, an opportunity to vet on our own the people that he was looking at. And Gorsuch and Kavanaugh's names both were on that list. I had mentioned, I kind of thought he would go for a woman. But then yesterday after the announcement was made, it occurred to me, who is the next likely to go from the Supreme Court? And that would be Ginsburg. And so you kind of hold the woman on the list that was considered to be, you know, in the short list towards the end, the last half dozen or so. She was not in the... Yeah, she was in the final. No, she was not in the final four. She was in the final six or so that were speculated about in the media. So when Ginsburg retires or whatever, slips on a banana peel, whatever happens, then you could use you could play the woman card there, which probably is a better thing. Now, my friends at Pajamas Media put together a brief list. Five things to know about Trump's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh. Number one, Brett Kavanaugh's 53-year-old judge at the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. Not exactly a diversity pick in terms of the late Justice Antonin Scalia, but he is well-qualified for the nation's highest court, born in Washington, D.C., raised in Bethesda. Kavanaugh is a Roman Catholic, like four other members of the court. His mother served as a Maryland State Circuit Court judge. He graduated from Georgetown Prep. That's a Tony high school in Washington, one of the best. Kavanaugh graduated from Yale. President Trump actually misspoke. He said Yale College. It's actually Yale University, 1987, and Yale Law School in 90. And ironically, he was a clerk for the man he's now nominated to replace on the court, Anthony Kennedy. Kind of poetic. Most controversial, Kavanaugh worked for Ken Starr. You remember Starr, the Solicitor General of the U.S., and later Starr served as independent counsel in the investigation of Bill Clinton into his affair with Monica Lewinsky. In fact, Kavanaugh helped write the Starr report to Congress and argued for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Later, he argued his first and only case before the Supreme Court when he asked it to disregard attorney-client privilege in relation to the investigation of the death of Vince Foster. You remember Vince Foster. He's the guy that came from Arkansas with Slick Willie and Hillary to Washington and then apparently had some issues with stress and ended up committing suicide in a park. The court rejected Kavanaugh's arguments by a vote of 6-3. By choosing Kavanaugh, the president sent a powerful message about Bill Clinton's past sins. Curbing the administrative state, Kavanaugh has a solid record in curbing the excesses of Obama's EPA, most notably in White Stallion Energy Center versus EPA. Kavanaugh dissented from a ruling that upheld the EPA's decision not to consider cost when determining whether it is appropriate and necessary to regulate power plants. Of course, ignoring the real world in the process. In the Supreme Court decision Michigan versus EPA 2015, Justice Scalia quoted Kavanaugh's dissent in holding that the EPA's refusal to consider costs was unreasonable. In a powerfully originalist move, Kavanaugh attacked the EPA's attempt to adapt the language of the Clean Air Act to permit regulation of an environmental program that Congress did not anticipate at the time the act was signed into law. If the EPA could exceed its statutory authority in this case, then other agencies would be able to adopt absurd or otherwise unreasonable interpretations of statutory provisions and then edit other statutory provisions to mitigate the unreasonableness, said Justice Scalia. Not all of Kavanaugh's cases involving the EPA curbed its executive overreach, but these moves are notable. And there's more here in his record, and we'll share a little bit of that with you. And the other big story of the day, they finally have all of the Thai teenage soccer players out of the cave, along with their coach, who turns out to be a pretty interesting guy. And kudos to all of those who were involved in that rescue, which from all reports was exceedingly difficult. So we'll talk some about that. And I'll tell you something about the background of this coach who led these boys into the cave and how they got there in the first place. It's pretty interesting stuff. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we roll on here on Tuesday. Bob McClain. Loaded for bear here on Tuesday. Between now and the time we wrap things up at the end of the bonus hour, right before 7 o'clock tonight, 5 random facts for Tuesday. We've got a couple of good news stories that I know you'll enjoy hearing, and also another edition of Amazing True Facts, all that coming along. First, though, a bit more about Brett Kavanaugh, notable as well. In October of 2016, Judge Kavanaugh established the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. This is another construct of the Obama administration, and it's terrible. It was set up where this guy, who would be the head of the CFPB, was essentially untouchable. He'd be more untouchable than J. Edgar Hoover when he ran the FBI. Kavanaugh said that the establishment of the CFPB was unconstitutional, and he made the director removable by the President of the United States. That decision, sadly, was later reversed in January of this year. But the fact that he made that decision in the first place is promising, because this could come back up again. Religious freedom in Priests for Life versus HHS, Health and Human Services. Judge Kavanaugh defended the rights of the pro-life group Priests for Life against the Obamacare contraception mandate. While the Seventh Circuit ruled for HHS, one of the lawyers challenging the mandate called Kavanaugh's dissent pure perfection. Some have attacked Kavanaugh for conceding in Priests versus Life that the government has a compelling interest in facilitating women's access to contraception, citing Justice Kennedy's ruling in a previous case. National Review's Justin Walker pointed out that by respecting Justice Kennedy's view on the issue and explaining why the Obama policy still violated the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Kavanaugh likely helped win Kennedy's vote to overturn the decision of the D.C. Circuit Court. Second Amendment, and this is one that is near and dear to the hearts of many of us, after Heller versus District of Columbia, you may remember this case, it was a 5-4 decision, which is truly incredible. It's a Second Amendment issue, and four of the justices essentially ignored the Second Amendment. After the Heller versus District of Columbia case in 2011, Kavanaugh opposed a D.C. city law banning possession of semi-automatic rifles and requiring registration of all firearms. The judge extended Heller's ruling that handguns, even ones that are semi-automatic, are constitutionally protected, arguing there is no meaningful or persuasive constitutional distinction between semi-automatic handguns and semi-automatic rifles. Semi-automatic rifles, like handguns, have not traditionally been banned and are in common use by law-abiding citizens for self-defense in the home, hunting, and other lawful uses. Moreover, semi-automatic handguns are used in connection with violent crimes far more than semi-automatic rifles are. It follows from Heller's protection of semi-automatic handguns that semi-automatic rifles are also constitutionally protected and that D.C.'s ban on them is unconstitutional. By contrast, fully automatic weapons, also known as machine guns, have traditionally been banned and may continue to be banned after Heller. End quote. And fifth and finally, Obamacare. Now, Kavanaugh does have something of a downside here. His ruling in Seven Sky versus Holder back in 2011 paved the way for Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to defend Obamacare as a tax in the case they heard in 2012. that case involved whether the Obamacare individual mandate was a legitimate exercise of Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce. Seven Sky upheld the mandate's constitutionality. While Judge Kavanaugh dissented, he did not argue against the mandate. For judges, there is a natural and understandable inclination to decide these weighty and historic constitutional questions, he wrote. By waiting, we would respect the bedrock principle of judicial restraint that courts avoid prematurely or unnecessarily deciding constitutional questions. It's arguable that Kavanaugh and Chief Judge John Roberts were following a form of deference to Congress in these decisions, but they both fundamentally reinterpreted the Obamacare mandate as a tax after it had been passed by Congress as a regulation and not as a tax, which is something that I railed against at the time. I said the Supreme Court was telling Congress they had actually passed it as a tax when that was not what had happened under the law. Obamacare was passed as a regulation, not as a tax, and then John Roberts and the Supreme Court ruled it was a tax. This goes against the fundamental principles of originalism and might be an excellent argument against confirming Kavanaugh. While Trump's pick has many positive attributes, Republicans might want to voice concerns over his Obamacare arguments. All right? So, nobody's perfect, right? I don't know that every decision that Gorsuch will reach, conservatives, constitutionalists, originalists, if you will, are going to agree with, and maybe the same with Kavanaugh. But look, let's consider this in the environment of the world in which we live. Would originalists, people that don't want the Constitution reinterpreted, torn up, or rewritten, would we be happier if Hillary was making these Supreme Court nominations? I suggest nobody would agree with that. In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, we can't have a Supreme Court judge that follows the Constitution, signed progressive Democrats. No kidding. No kidding. Constitution has to go. Well, look, Obama did the best he could to just ignore it along the way. Bobby, you mentioned the late Vince Foster. Wasn't that the guy that shot himself in the back of the head twice, then drug himself across the street to the park? Well, it wasn't quite that extreme. Almost, you know, like the case of the guy that was stabbed 20 times in the back and the coroner ruled it a suicide. Foster was shot in the right temple with a 38, which belies the fact that Vince Foster was a lefty. Let me see. Maybe he was also a contortionist. And that's how a left-hander managed to shoot himself in the right. Well, the debate of that can go on and on as well. Bobby, don't forget that Loretta Lynch and Jim Comey also trail the Clintons to Washington. They were part of the Whitewater cover-up in Arkansas. Gotcha. And I think that catches me up with the text line, which is not a moment too soon, because here we are at 3:30 and Annie is ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, our friends at Pajamas Media have also compiled a list of the most unhinged reactions to Kavanaugh's nomination. You can probably imagine. We could have written these objections ourselves. Be right back. Yeah, all too predictable. The reactions of the left. Because it didn't matter, who President Trump nominated. It's not the individual that he nominated to be on the Supreme Court. It's the fact that it was Trump who nominated them. And that immediately sent Nancy Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of them immediately heading for Capitol Hill bars going,
I need a drink.
Yeah, really. And they did in the worst way. The floodgates burst open last night when President Trump announced his selection of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to be his second Supreme Court justice appointment. Liberal tears spilling out all over the internet. It was horrible. Twitter, as always, the best place to look for the unhinged histrionics of the left. Here's some of the best reactions of, you know what they call themselves, the resistance. They make themselves sound like some guerrilla outfit in France fighting the Vichy government during World War II. The resistance. Former Virginia governor and Clinton crony Terry McAuliffe, pretty sure people are going to die if Judge Kavanaugh, a Catholic Charities volunteer, parish lector, and girls' basketball coach, gets on the court. Supreme Court, that is, not the basketball court. Terry McAuliffe, the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come. And there's more. And will morph our Supreme Court into a political arm of the right-wing Republican Party. As opposed to what it has been, a political arm of the left-wing Socialist Democrats. Terry McAuliffe, once the governor of Virginia, by the way, as a native of Virginia, I'm ashamed to mention that, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, calls the mainstream constitutional jurist a true Second Amendment radical. Murphy tweeting, Brett Kavanaugh is a true Second Amendment radical. He believes assault weapon bans are unconstitutional. Well, a position way out of the judicial mainstream, far to the right of even the late Justice Scalia. Mm-hmm. National Review's court watcher Ed Whalen begs to differ. Judge Kavanaugh, 53, has compiled an outstanding record during his 12 years on the Federal Court of Appeals in D.C. on what is commonly regarded as the second most important court in the country. He's confronted a vast array of consequential constitutional and statutory issues and has written strong, influential opinions. His positions in numerous dissents were later adopted by Supreme Court majorities. So there you go, Chris Murphy, not exactly out of the judicial mainstream. Bernie Sanders, been waiting to hear what crazy Bernie had to say on Twitter. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, will be a rubber stamp for an extreme right-wing agenda pushed by corporations and billionaires. By the way, Bernie, what's your income been for the last 2 years in a row? Oh, that's right. Over $1 million a year. Hello, Mr. Pot. Meet Mr. Kettle. We must mobilize the American people to defeat Trump's right-wing reactionary nominee. Signed, Hopeful. Bernie, I don't know if even Karl Marx during his heyday could sound quite that this strident. Nancy Pelosi. Here's another one that I was waiting to see. I couldn't wait to see Crazy Nancy. At Real Donald Trump is using this nomination as a destructive tool on a generation of progress for workers, women, LGBTQ people, communities of color and families, and to radically reverse the course of American justice and democracy. Hashtag what's at stake. Hashtag stop Kavanaugh. Yikes. Sounds like, well, as I said, the world as we know it is coming to an end. Are we talking about the same guy here, Brett Kavanaugh, a church lector, tutor, volunteer who serves meals to the homeless, kids basketball coach? Is this the same guy? He was going to destroy. Ay, ay, ay. How about our friends at the NAACP? Yeah, any question at all where they're going to come down on this? Civil rights, women's rights, LGBT rights. Wait a minute, they forgot the Q. healthcare all under attack. Incoming! We've seen Judge Brett Kavanaugh's record, and we demand no new SCOTUS justice until after a new Senate is seated in 2019. Well, that one could contain more Republicans. Yawn. So, you know, the usual crybabies pretending they're oppressed. What else is old? Called him racist. Have they called it? Well, if they haven't, they're about to. Women's March. We just knew Trump's pick would be openly hostile to women with a dangerous anti-woman track record. Kavanaugh is especially dangerous. Hashtag defend Roe. Hashtag save SCOTUS. Women's March also tweeted, Trump just announced Brett Kavanaugh as his pick for Supreme Court, a supposed moderate, in air quotes, with a dangerous anti-woman track record. There is nothing moderate about stripping rights away from women. Take action. Tell your senators to hashtag defend Roe. A Supreme Court with two Trump justices, both guaranteed to oppose Roe v. Wade, is a death sentence for thousands of women in the United States. ActionNetwork.org. That's got to be one of Soros's outfits, doesn't it? Action Network. A death sentence for thousands of women, as opposed to a death sentence for hundreds of thousands of babies? Is that what you mean? They were so sure a conservative president was going to nominate a conservative, they drafted a statement before the president announced the name of the nominee. We oppose the nominee, whoever he or she may be. They're terrible. Robbie Starbuck tweeting, oh my Lord, this is hilarious. At Women's March, drafted a statement before Donald Trump even announced his pick. And they forgot to insert Kavanaugh's name before sending it out. Absolutely hilarious partisanship on display. So I guess they better dust off those hats again and take to the streets. There's nothing the voting public likes better than seeing a bunch of angry feminists in their vagina hats screeching about their abortion rights in the streets. Get to it. You go, girl. Get out there. Jeez, man. So, you know, it's all so predictable. In on the text line, Bobby, the Dems are not smart enough to grasp what President Trump is doing. They sit around and pick cotton from their navel and break out in hives. They do? Oh, there's a mental picture I'm going to have a hard time dismissing over the course of the next few minutes. 3:45, it's a quarter before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back, and when we do, we'll have today's edition of 5 Random Facts.
What are you listening to?
The perfect show for this moment.
Got that right. Bobby Mac Show here at 10 before 4. Great to have you along. To the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. We go this afternoon, and Dot joins me. She, you got, 15 minutes of fame last night, Dot? Is that right?
Boy, I'm telling you, I was on C-SPAN, and right after he announced it, I turned to C-SPAN just to hear the rhetoric that the left was spewing. And let me tell you, there was it was a Democratic line, a Republican line, and an independent line. I called in on the Republican line, and the first thing they asked me was my zip code. And I told them, and they said, hang on. Well, while I was hanging on, they answered the Democratic line. And he was ranting and raving and just totally trashing the Republican Party and Trump voters and what have you. And then they came to me, and he said, hello, this is a Republican line. Are you a Republican? I said, yes, I am. He said, what do you think about the nomination? I said, I am elated. I said, the main thing that I am so proud that he put someone in there that will follow the Constitution Constitution.
Amen.
Because the left has forgotten about it, and they cut me off like it was like they pulled the plug.
Whoa!
And then they is, wait a minute. And then they answered another Democrat.
Well, of course.
And they went on for 15 minutes, but they cut me completely. I don't know if it was because of my zip code and I was from the South or my slow Southern drawl, but all I got out was about the Constitution and the fact that the left was trying to totally change the Constitution.
Yeah, and that's an opinion that apparently they didn't want to hear.
Well, Bobby, I was in Greenville today, and I was up for an appointment. I was talking with several people in this particular office, and they all say the same thing that I've been saying since I've been calling your station. What do we do to stop this? It's gotten completely out of hand.
Well, I think what President Trump did yesterday in large measure will help to stop this. If we get another justice, and if I'm assuming here that Kavanaugh maybe is not an ideological twin of Gorsuch, but he's probably pretty close. We get judges on the court, as you tried to say to C-SPAN last night, who actually interpret the Constitution rather than try and rewrite it. Then this country, I think, will get back on the right track.
Well, the thing that bothers me is the fact that they're now using this to attack anyone that has a different opinion than themselves.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to the grassroots people that are going to be hurt because there are some nuts out there right now.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
Don't think they'll be touched. And nothing will happen to them for all of the threats, just like Maxine Waters.
Right.
I called my representative and I said, it's time you got off your duff and had this woman taken out of the House of Representatives. She has violated an ethics law.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has. And let's hope that all of this volatility doesn't end up erupting in some kind of violence that everybody will regret. Dot, I appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing with me what I had thought C-SPAN would generate a little more fairness than that. Isn't the left always, well, the left is always talking about diversity, too. And here's Dot trying to express a diverse opinion from those at C-SPAN. And you saw what happened to her, right? Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Dot. Get out of here. Hang up on her. Unbelievable. All right, here we go with today's five.
And now it's time for five
random facts.
Okie dokie, five random for this Tuesday. Charles Richter. You heard of the Richter scale, the one they used to measure earthquakes? Well, it's one of the ways. They also have the motion moment scale, but Richter is the better known scale. Charles Richter was a nudist. Talk about a whole lot of shaking going on. Random fact number two, there's a type of school called a Sudbury school that is a complete democracy. The students and the staff are equal and vote on things like the curriculum, the budget, hiring, and firing. There are about 40 schools in America that still use the Sudbury method. Small part of Oregon is in the Mountain Time Zone. Most of it's in Pacific, of course. Some of the Florida panhandle is in the central time zone, like around Pensacola, around there. So a person in eastern Oregon talking to a friend in Pensacola would only have a one-hour time difference. Tell me, that ain't confusing. The average age of people in NASA's mission control during the Apollo 11 moon landing, average age, 28. The most gender-neutral name in America. That's big these days, gender neutrality. Marion, the most gender-neutral name. Roughly 4,000 girls and boys over the past 3 decades. Still trying to get over Charles Richter. The nudist thing. There we go. That is today's edition.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts. Facts.
And the first quarter of the Bobby Mack Show is in the books. News is coming up, top of the hour. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with hour number two here on Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.